Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So my girlfriend's Indian and she stinks. Not because she's Indian, she just never showers, right? She's always trying to shower and I don't want to let her. I'm telling her not to. She's like, please let me shower. She's begging, she's like, let me shower. I said, no, bitch, you stink. So,
back. Welcome to Time to Die. I'm Tom Whitty.
And I'm Ben Russell, and this is the unfunniest podcast you'll ever subscribe to.
This is the podcast that comedians come to die.
It's like the elephant's graveyard of Australian comedy. Each week we're joined by two brilliant comedians. Each of them has to write a 3-minute piece of the worst stand-up comedy they can dream up.
That's right, and their goal is to write material designed to bomb as badly as possible.
Then our two comedians swap their scripts with each other, and each has to go out and present the stand-up as if they wrote it themselves at a real comedy club.
And the winner is the comic who commits to the bit and gets the most laughs.
This is exciting. I'm excited for this episode. I mean, I'm excited for all the episodes, to be honest.
Sure.
There is a giddiness that flows through me, but this one in particular.
Yeah, because this one's got a twist.
It does have a twist.
Should we? Let's not reveal the twist yet.
No, we'll introduce the guest first.
Okay.
And then we'll reveal the twist.
Okay. Can I reveal the twist?
No, you can't. You cannot speak.
You can't even talk.
All right.
You've broken that.
You have to start now.
No. Ladies and gentlemen, that voice that you just heard is our first guest. He won Raw way back in 2007, and since then you would have seen him on Utopia, Hamish and Andy's True Stories, Fancy Boy, and Get Kraken.
He's also performed at Splendor in the Grass and Falls Festival and on Triple R, Triple M, Triple J. When this triple threat is killing it on stage, it sounds like this.
And now, I don't know if you know, but Jonathans and Jonathans have been fighting for millennia. We hate each other. We don't know why we hate each other. We're pretty much like the Palestinians and the Jews, right? And you're probably wondering, out of the ANs and the ONs, who are the Palestinians and who are the Jews? Well, the ANs are whoever you go for, right? And the ONs are the Jews. Who's with me? Sorry.
You can find him at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, performing at the Footy Show in Coopers and Goxie's Late and Live Show somewhere in the CBD. It's Jonathan Schuster.
Hey.
Hello. G'day, what's happening, everyone?
Hey, mate, thanks so much for joining us.
No worries.
We're so excited to have you here.
Because we know what you know as well, but our viewers, our listeners don't know yet. Now, to in order to make this twist, we need to introduce our next guest. And you may have seen her at Raw Comedy, where she was the Victorian State finalist in 2018 and 2019. She's performed to sold-out crowds at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, Melbourne Fringe, and the Melbourne Writers Festival.
You can also catch her on Channel 9's new miniseries, Metrosexual. And when she's tearing it up, it sounds like this.
My name, you spell it U-R-V-I. So one time in primary school, we were playing this game and the teacher made us just like sit around in a circle and she was like, everyone, let's put a word that starts with the same letter as your name on your name card and just say hello to the world. So we're doing that. I'm like the only brown one. She's white as. And she's like, amazing Ashley, beautiful Becky, cheeky Charlie. And then she got to my name and just started freaking out. She's like, you, ugh, underwear, unconscious. I was like, try unbelievable, bitch. Honestly. That's how I got the name Ugly Irvy, so that has stuck. It's okay, now I'm hot now, so.
You can see her at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival alongside Carla Wills. Their new show, Sassive Aggressive, is running at Crowded in the Vaults on Federation Wharf. It's the very funny Irvi Majumda.
Hey, how's it going? Good. I mean, this sounds in my own question, but I'm good.
Great, wonderful. How are you feeling?
We don't need to be here.
No.
You're a great guest already.
Yeah. Now, the twist that we spoke of just moments ago is that you two are in a relationship together.
Ooh, whoa.
Yeah.
You guys kiss on the lips.
Depending on when you listen to this podcast, but at the moment,
currently,
2020, we're in love.
Oh, so, that's sweet.
Wow, that was nicer than I was expecting. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is cute.
Now,
tonight, Jonathan's performing at Catfish.
Yes, Catfish comedy.
One of my favourite rooms as well, which is going to be annoying.
Well, it was. Yeah.
It's such a nice room, and, you know, it can be a little bit at times, I mean, because they're nice people in there, I feel. Like, they're younger, they're more sort of politically correct sometimes.
Progressive.
Yeah, they're progressive people.
Yeah.
And so I feel like this is the worst case scenario in terms of material that we've seen for you.
Because I've got it, like, Ben, so just full disclosure, Ben and I were speaking yesterday. We got the script and I panicked a little bit.
Yeah?
I did, because I was thinking this podcast will naturally, you know, it's early days with it, but and it'll naturally get, it's going to get to a point where we push something too far.
Yeah.
I didn't think we were going to get this quickly.
I didn't even think mine was that bad, but maybe it's...
Because the onus isn't on you. It's like all on me, and I'm like...
And I've seen you do... That's the thing, though. I think you have an opportunity to be... You're quite charming and you're quite cheeky.
Yeah, so I panicked yesterday, and I called Ben. I said, look, I don't know about this. And Ben was like, well, if anyone can do this...
Yeah.
It's Schuster. So have you seen him do something like this before? He's gone, no, nothing this insane.
Yeah. Nothing this insane. But, you do push the envelope sometimes.
Yeah. But my favourite part of this whole thing is that tonight I'm sandwiched in between Irvi and Dilruk Jayasinghe, who's another man of colour, I guess.
Yes. Famous Sri Lankan comedian.
So it's just going to be pretty wild, I feel.
Yeah. Yeah. If anyone can do it, I think you can.
Yeah.
Not to say that I don't think that you will die a horrible death tonight.
It's going to hit that. I mean, it will be horrendous.
Yeah. But you're also non-threatening. You've got a nice ability to be non-threatening while saying fucked up things, and that somehow gets you...
I'm a cutie pie. That more than the average. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, I think so, and I think that'll work in your favour, but I think you're still going to have some struggling parts.
So, absolutely.
So have you guys written for each other before, like when you're trying to make jokes actually work?
Sometimes I feel like I've taken lines that he's given me before. Not all of them or anything.
Sure. Yeah.
I write a whole set. So,
one or two. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And so it was tough then writing this shit knowing that, when you can't talk about it.
Well, I wrote mine in probably about 20 minutes just before work, so it was quite easy.
You were in an angry mood?
I left him at home, was like, I think because we gross each other out sometimes, so it was kind of easy enough to think of gross stuff to say.
Yeah, it was great. So gross was your approach then?
Yeah.
So you took bad stand-up to meme, just gross out.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
Cool. And so is there a particular joke you've written that you're really excited about him having to say tonight?
Can I actually say it?
You can spoil one.
What was it? So I said, but no, my girlfriend's Indian. She stinks, not because she's Indian, because she doesn't shower, but I make her do that. So it just kind of goes into why he's obsessed with stinky girls.
Jonathan's just shrinking a little bit now.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you have to like pretend you're coming on stage.
that'll be fun. That'll be good. Is that joke the one that you're sort of the most nervous about in terms of?
Yeah, just for the sake of the audience, it's because I know that I'm not racist or anything, but I just feel like at some point, I just hope. Yeah, it's that's the worst part. I feel
now. I think we should do the handover.
Yes.
Because Irvi is performing tomorrow night.
Yes, at
Imperial.
Rookie Nights.
Which,
a little bit of an easier room, I think.
Yeah,
You've really managed this well because we were going to put you on at Catfish, but you were already booked.
I know.
So we had to put you on at the at the Rookie Nights, which I think is going to be an easier room as well.
It's an open mic, so there's people just trying.
So what I'm trying to say is if you don't win this, it will be such shame upon your family.
Yeah, it will be even more than right now.
So I'm going to hand the script over that Jonathan's written for you.
Yeah.
You can have a read. We'll talk to Schuster in the meantime.
Sure.
So what's been your approach to remembering this thing?
So I've printed out the script on a bit of paper, but I was at work today and I work in like an office.
Oh, shit.
So I don't know if you've worked in offices before.
When you
click print and it says which printer do you want it to go to, I don't fucking know what printer exists in
you
what part
know
of the
when
building.
You're printing that.
I don't know. I assumed it was the one that automatically comes up. I've never really printed stuff at work. So I had to put it in a Word document, and at the front of the Word document, just in case it went to another printer somewhere in another building, I just wrote, if anyone sees this, it was written by my girlfriend who is all these things, and I'm being forced to say them on a podcast, just in case.
I reckon you're still getting fired if someone finds out.
Yeah.
There's still an HR meeting in store for you.
You're a hero. You're a hero is what I'm saying for printing that at work. That's amazing. Irvi, you've had a chance to have a look at it. What do you reckon?
Yeah, good. I can sort of hear his voice when I'm reading them. So I think they are less aggressive than mine.
You got off line, that's for sure.
But I think it'll be... I think the challenge for me will be like being genuine about it, because I think there's a lot of like act outs and instead of
So she can't even do accents to me. She gets super nervous.
Great.
So I put it in there.
Yeah,
and I put a bit of joke thief theft in there as well, which I'm looking forward to.
One clearly just stolen off someone famous.
Very good.
Excellent. That's amazing.
I do love that. That's crafty. We haven't had a good joke theft in it yet, so very exciting. Now, a quick reminder of the rules. You are not allowed to disclose to the crowd that you didn't write this material. You are not allowed to modify the material. You're not allowed to tell any of the comics at the venue what you're up to.
And for those wondering, the only person at the venue who knows what's happening is the booker or the room runner.
Yeah.
And the MC who introduces you guys.
Because they're going to have to clean up after you.
Yeah.
So they'll be given a heads up, but we'll be asking them specifically not to laugh.
Now, if someone does heckle... because you are dying so badly and so ill-liked.
Which is going to happen, I feel like, with you, Schuster.
You can respond with maybe one liner, but you have to get back on the script as soon as possible, basically.
Yeah. And
I'll go, shut up, these are my best jokes, and then go back on.
Brilliant.
Perfect.
I really can't wait, man. The winner is the comedian who gets the most laughs with this dog shit script that they've been handed. If between the two of you, you can't decide who got the most laughs, then Ben will cast the deciding vote.
That's right. I'm the adjudicator.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds fair.
Now, stick around, because after the break, you'll hear Jonathan choose to spend three of the most awkward minutes of his life. Maybe. I'd like to say that they're most
I think Irvi could probably come in on that.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see about that. I don't know.
Because I'm bad at sex.
That might be hyperbole.
Hey-yo.
But regardless, it's going to be bad / excellent.
Just like our sex.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, Schuster, we are outside Catfish. It is packed in there. It's a big night. It's got a good atmosphere. I'm looking forward to seeing you ruin it completely.
Yeah. It's just great that, you know, it's comedy festival time. You know, all the big names are going to be here. We've got some pretty good acts on, and I'm there going to ruin it at the end. I'm shocked that they even let you do this, to be honest.
So are we. I mean, there is. We've seen a lot of comics standing by to test some material tonight. A lot of your peers, a lot of people you probably respect. How do you feel about that?
Fuck them. You know, they're probably going to be slightly better at comedy tonight than me, but they'll be fine, you know.
Well, it's packed in there, and they're going to absolutely hate you. Any sort of last words or things that, you know, you're thinking about as you go on?
I just hope I don't get cancelled, to be honest. Sandwiched between the two people of colour and me just ragging on those types of people is going to be a huge blow to me.
It's a blow to you, but, I mean, it's good publicity for this podcast if we find you on Junkie or Jezebel tomorrow.
Yeah, can't wait.
Clap like you've never clapped before and go crazy. And welcome to the stage, Jonathan Schuster.
Thank you. My name is Jonathan, but you can call me Sexy Boy. So I'm deaf, I have a hearing aid, and wear glasses, I'm blind as well. So, you know, I think Helen Keller's really my chick, you know what I mean? I think we'd get really along. She's my dream woman, you know? I just want to show her my nipples so she can read Braille. So my girlfriend's Indian and she stinks. Not because she's Indian, she just never showers, right? She's always trying to shower, and I don't want to let her. I'm telling her not to. She's like, please, let me shower. She's begging. She's like, let me shower. I said, no, bitch, you stink. So, she's always like, John, I'm so dirty. It's like the brown on my face is dirt, and I can't see my fingernails, and I've just stepped in dog shit. I need a shower, and I just get too horny. I'm just like... Is that even a good joke? I don't even know anymore. So, did leaving my 10,100k job a year, you know, should I have left it? Good question. You know, I'm talented, but I think you need more these days, don't you? The coronavirus. What's the big deal? I've been eating rats for years. Got to a point when I was a kid, my mum had to ban me from eating rats. I had to sneak down to the river, eat a rat, raw. Nothing happened to me. I do get a weird sort of tingle into the left side of my face every now and then, but you know. Do you have any guilty pleasures? Because I just think, like, if whatever you eat, does it give you a superpower, you know? Like, did Slug Boy eat a slug and just become like that? Comedians, we're crazy. So I, hang on, there's the last bit. It's all good. Anyway, I'll tell you guys a little secret and I'll leave it on this. I started a little feeling a bit feverish the other day. I started getting real hot and I just realised that's because I'm a sex god. My eyes are just burning in the back of the head and I feel sick, but that's just, you know, because I'm a sexy boy and I fuck heaps. Anyway, my name's Jonathan Schuster and you can call me Sexy Boy. Thank you very much.
So definitely some looks as we walked out of the bar just then.
Yeah, it was a complete nightmare. I had them for a bit. I think I lost them when I mentioned the brown on the face with the dirt. That was probably the thing that really made them hate me.
Yeah, I think it was the racist material that really alienated the crowd, which is, you know, that's fine. I think that's okay.
Yeah, it was just an absolute nightmare. I felt... So, I don't know, it is, the endorphins is insane afterwards. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. The worst part of the whole set was I was like, I got to remember it all. And then it's just like, I've done 2.5 minutes of dog shit stuff. And then I've got to get that bit of paper out, while it's silent to say something like even as bad or worse, and people, oh, it's such a nightmare.
So tell me, you after you finished, right, and you go, because you went back downstairs,
yeah,
amongst people who had seen what you'd just done, what was their reaction?
Some two dude I would try to explain about this podcast, and like, nah, dude, don't worry, you're the best on. We loved it. And I'm like, oh, well, that's not the right answer either. Oh,
no.
You know?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Have you spoken to Irby? Because she was in the, she went on before you.
She regrets. She said, it sounds heaps more racist when you say it. You know?
Funny about that.
Yeah. So that was a highlight as well. Yeah.
Yeah. And you got some good laughs. And I think I would consider coronavirus. I eat rats all the time as just putting into your act. I think you really worked that well.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good bit.
John, it was great. You actually got some laughs before the audience realized that they were laughing at a monster.
Yeah. I don't like the one good thing. They didn't heckle you. You didn't completely lose them at any point. No. They weren't sure what they were looking at.
Yeah, well, it's hard to. 3 minutes goes pretty far. Maybe not for them.
Just a congratulations. You powered through it. Yeah, it brought a good energy to it. You made some of it work, and you dealt with the hate that was rightfully yours. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So, we have witnessed Jonathan Schuster's great fall, and now we are here outside the Imperial Hotel, ready for rookie nights. Irvy, how do you feel? As with Schuster's, it's nearly festival, so you've got a lot more people coming out to see comedy, and you've got a lot more bigger names and more established acts coming and signing up on these nights. Does that play on your mind at all?
Yeah, definitely. So even before, I think Imperial's a lot of working comics, so you kind of know a lot of people in the crowd, and it's really hard to not tell them that it's for a podcast.
Yeah, so I just saw someone come up to you and say, oh, so it's great to see you here. You're working on new material, and I could see that look of that you were conflicted there, wanting to tell them that this dog shit that you're about to deliver is not yours. How's that?
It's hard because he was like, is it festival? I was like, yeah, it's new stuff. And then he's like, is it festival stuff? Like what you're going to do in your show? And I'm like, yeah.
You don't want to say yes because then they'll be like, man, our festival show is dog shit. Yeah.
Well, look, Irby, good luck. I'm nervous for you, yeah. But I think you're going to do, I think you're going to do great.
Okay, thank you. We'll see how it goes.
Good luck.
Thank you.
This next act, I'm very excited to bring her on. We've been friends for many years, so let's bring that applause up for Irvy Majumda.
Hey, I'll get that out. Hi, I'm Indian, and I'm also a woman, so that gives me as many minority points as a straight white male in a wheelchair. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm really sorry, but I've got a boyfriend. Sorry, boys. And he is so hot. I can't get over it. He's so hot that when we have sex, I get third-degree burns all over my body. And I swear it's not acid, don't worry. I'm actually getting really turned on right now just thinking about his overbite and really deaf ears. So... excuse me. Anyway, it's really hard. It's really hard being a woman these days, I feel. Does anyone else agree? Yeah, it's really hard, right, girls? Yeah, we need to stick together, though, like Siamese twins, but more kind of like conjoined twins, like in a line, like doing... Sorry, what's the thing called? Human centipede, that's what we need to be. we need to be human centipedes, but all strong, independent women. Yes, girl. Yes, girl. Yoo-hoo, you go, girl. Why is my independent woman voice in an American accent? I'm so random. What the fuck? Anyway. Who runs the world? Who runs the world? good. I do really love comedy for how it makes us kind of know about the bigger issues. Like, if it wasn't for comedy, I wouldn't have even read The Big Issue. That would have been sad. Is anyone in here religious? Tell me you're not, are you? I hope not, because I'll bring you down a notch. I went into Hungry Jack's over there and I saw a woman and I was like, the burkas are better in Hungry Jack's. And then I went to Macca's and I saw the man behind the counter and he was just fully naked and had his abs out. And I thought, I'm loving it here. And then I saw Ronald McDonald behind the counter and I just looked closer and I realised it's actually Pauline Hanson. Because like the McChicken Nuggets are swamping Australia. What are you going to do? That was actually just old stuff, guys. So that was new stuff. That was all my new stuff for my show. But this is some old gold to leave you on. I'm Indian, but I'm kind of basically white. So instead of fresh off the boat, I'm like, pass me the gravy boat. Thank you.
Irvi Majomja, give it up!
And we are back outside the Imperial with Irvi post-performance that surprisingly didn't go that badly.
No, I was really surprised. I was preparing myself for just very silent because the room was seemed sort of hard before getting on. But, I don't know what happened. I guess they just loved.
I think I know what happened. Because, I mean, that was the hardest room we've seen in this podcast so far. Yeah. I think that you got up there with... You just didn't give a shit.
Yeah, that's true. I did have, like, 3 drinks before. I was just sculling it, so...
Right, but it came across like that. So, to the room, they just lit up because it was like, here's someone who just does not care. And that sort of confidence didn't exist in that room for the performance before you.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. It's a lesson I should take into my normal stand-up because I get really nervous and that can often be my worst quality. It's just, like, really nervous, really tense. So maybe it's something I can learn from.
Yeah, and I always say that, you know, if you're kind of enjoying yourself, then it really translate quite strongly to the audience when you're enjoying yourself. And it looked like you were enjoying yourself. You laughed at your punchlines before you got them out.
That was amazing. I've got a friend who does that. It was very endearing too. The audience was laughing with you. Had no idea where you were going.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it was just so ridiculous and so different from what I do normally.
My favourite bit was when you said, "Who runs the world?" pointed the mic out and got absolutely nothing.
Actually, I think the audience will hear me say girls on one of the mics the first time, and the second time I was like, I shouldn't be doing
it. No!
And then no one did it. No
one yeah, did. I thought someone said it. In my head I was like, oh, they're responding, but then the next time it was just no, nothing.
And your response to that was, good.
Yeah, you're like, cool, I'll move on.
It was amazing to watch. Well done.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, we'll weigh it all up tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. We will find out who wins this episode next. And we're back. Now, tell me, Irvi Jonathan, how do you feel? We just listened back to your sets. How do you feel now, after a little bit of time?
I've got a bit of a tight chest listening back to it. I remember as I fell asleep the night afterwards, I was like just seeing all the disappointed looks of all the people. And it's just 70 people who aren't going to come see my festival show is kind of the main thing, which is fine.
You didn't need them anyway.
Exactly. No. They weren't going to come anyway, to be honest. It was so fun.
Yeah.
Watching Irvi was great.
I think the hardest sort of thing, like if I were you in your position, is when we walked back in from recording after the sort of the post glow, walked back in. There was a group of young people and they whispered to each other as you walked past.
Yeah.
That is brutal.
Yeah.
And gave us a lift home, a friend of ours, and said, "I'm embarrassed to walk with you."
And that was because of the set.
Yeah.
Irvie, how do you feel? Like you basically listened back to yourself just then and laughed the whole way through it again.
I think it was really funny and not like me, I just feel like the whole experience was pretty funny. And for me, it was funny watching him on stage, but I did feel a little, I feel like the stakes were much higher and I felt bad for making him say racist things.
Now, you two are, you're in a loving relationship.
Is that still the case?
I think it made us feel like we could work as a team, but that's my, I feel that, but I don't know what
Schuster?
You think.
Absolutely not. It was good. The night after my set, I was super quiet and you kept going like, what's wrong? And I think it was just, I was still in a bit of a shock or...
He was fully rattled, I think. He wasn't really
dying
speaking.
That hard is such a bizarre feeling.
Speaking of, tension in the relationship and us ruining the magic, it is now time for us to decide who is the winner of this episode. Now, that responsibility falls to you two.
Just Irvie? A reminder, it's who got the most laughs.
Yeah.
Who stuck to the script most accurately.
Yep. And, delivery as well. Now, just before we do get started on that, Schuster, it has to be added, apparently it's been brought to my attention that you went off script and did some improv. Is that correct?
Well, you dropped a couple of lines and sold some lines with some... You definitely, you made them your own.
Yeah.
Instead of being verbatim.
Yeah, I thought, fuck the script, dude. I'm doing it my own way. No, that was just a memory thing, I feel.
Yeah.
I can't remember. The last bit when I had to look at it, I feel that's when I went, I don't even know... And I refuse to read word for word on this paper.
But also, Irvie, you went off script, but not to the crowd's delight, with the line about seeing a Muslim woman in Hungry Jack's. You just said you saw a woman in Hungry Jack's and the burkas are better there, which just confused the shit out of everyone.
Yeah, they were like, what the hell?
And so, for our audience listening, sorry, who was that joke stolen from? Because you put that joke... theft in there.
Well, Will Anderson did it at the gala.
Great.
So, Irvie, who do you think deserves to walk away with the prize? And by prize, I mean the pride in winning.
I honestly think he should because mine, I feel like the audience, there was some people, most of them I didn't know, but I had a comfortable audience and I would have like died if it was at Catfish. I would have killed myself, so that would have been really bad.
I feel Irvie got more laughs, so that's why I think Irvie should
shit,
win.
Shit, this is so
true
nice.
True test of love. It's
yeah,
cute.
Aren't you guys so selfless and nice? I want to see I won. I did this.
Thankfully, we don't have to see that because as we mentioned at the earlier on in the episode, you're the adjudicator, Ben.
That is correct. Mm. Now... I mean, this is tough.
You want to go for the white guy or the brown girl, mate? Now it's on you, dog.
When you say it like that, Irvie is the winner.
Yeah. Your time's up, babe.
Yeah. Congratulations. You are both incredibly brave. So brave. And we can't thank you enough for bumming so hard for the delight, the perverted delight of our listeners. And if you at home want to show your appreciation, you can do three things. First, you can check out Irvie and Jonathan's show at the Comedy Festival. Where can we see you, Schuster?
I'm doing a month with Goxie called Goxie Tonight or yep. Goxie Up Late. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm doing Friday, Saturdays. It's a footy show.
An amazing show, actually.
It's the most fun I've ever had.
It's a lot of fun, so I have to recommend it. And Irvie?
I'm doing Sassive Aggressive at Pilgrim Bar at 8:20 every day. Last 2 weeks.
And secondly, you can catch my co-host, the hilarious Ben Russell, at Melbourne International Comedy Festival as well. He's doing 4 different shows because he is insane. I want to tell you quickly about one of them. From the 29th, listeners can catch you, Ben, performing Walking Funny with Funny Lady. Which you're doing with your very funny fiancé, Maggie Luke. That shows at the CBD Streets, which is in Baptist Place.
Yeah, CBD, the streets of the CBD.
Right. In Baptist Place. And details for all of that for Ben's shows are at comedyfestival.com.au.
Finally, if you like this train wreck of a podcast, there's a couple of things you can do to support it. Firstly, we have a Patreon, which helps us pay our comedians who come on and sacrifice themselves for the gods. That's patreon.com/timetodiepod. You can sign up there and see the videos of the performances, which are just visceral. And if you think it was hard to listen to, it's even harder to watch.
They're only shot on an iPhone, but they're something.
I mean that literally. It's hard to watch because it's all fuzzy. No. Secondly, but possibly most helpful, is we'd love for you to rate us and leave a review on the podcast. And if you really liked it, share it on your socials.
Yeah. So we're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. It's all Time to Die Pod. So like us, follow us, link to us, help us spread the word.
All right, that's it. Thank you so much to both of you, Jonathan Schuster, Irvi Majumdar. Big thank you to the Room Runners, the Hanlon Sisters for the Imperial Rookie Nights, and Luca Muller at Catfish. A big thank you to these guys. Go out, see some live comedy. It's not like this normally. We are perverting the cause of justice in comedy with this podcast, but we're not on every week sometimes. We are.
This is an excellent end to a fantastic episode. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.